All right, Brother Barr, why don't you come? We're honored to have Brother Barr with us with Silent Words. Been coming for a few years. Been a real help to us, particularly in these last couple of years as we're really looking to make an impact in the deaf community. And he's an expert on it, and so we're thankful for him being with us tonight. Brother Barr, thank you so much.
Thank you, Pastor.
Yes, sir.
And it's a joy to be with you here today. We're going to get set up with some slides. I want to just say a few things. First of all, a deaf ministry is an unusual ministry, and I'll be using an interpreter part of the time tonight. A lot of the time I'll be signing. We use slides, and we show things on the screen. The reason is, if you ask a deaf person to look down at their Bible, when they look down, you can't talk until they look back up. Okay, that's just the way it is in the deaf ministry. I want to share with you a little bit. Back on the table, back in the foyer here, we have several things. One is 100 signs in a little trifold booklet like this, little trifold pamphlet. 100 signs that you can learn, that you can begin to talk to your deaf people. You won't be a master at sign language by any means, but at least you can say a few things and be able to greet them. We'll also have some gospel literature out there. This is a new tract I've written. It's called What Must I Know to Be Saved? Because we're finding a lot of people are ignorant of the gospel, ignorant of enough information to even make a decision about receiving Christ as your Savior. Some people, when you say accept Jesus Christ, that means something totally different to them. And so there's some things in here that'll be helpful as well. And then pick up our Solid Word newspaper. This is a newspaper. In fact, Tuesday, Monday, tomorrow, we begin working on this newspaper, getting ready to publish it again. We do this every 2 months. It's for deaf ministries. It's very helpful. It's got some interesting information about deaf ministry, about things happening in deaf ministries around the country, and things along that line. So that's all back in the foyer there. Please pick that up. There's a lot more back there on a table. We just have one table. We have about 350 titles, but naturally we don't have them all on the one table. But pick up some of those things. They'll be helpful to you. That's not going to stay up. That's all right. I can work with that. All right. I want to give you a disclaimer, first of all. We're going to show a slide here. Here's my disclaimer for the sermon tonight. Is it up there yet? It's up there. Okay. We're preaching visually tonight. Deaf people are a visual group of people. They see things. If they can't see, they can't understand. For example, if I move over here and start preaching, it'll bother the deaf. Would that bother you? Because over here, there's this big, massive thing here. They like to be able to see. When we get to a restaurant and a table, the first thing we do is we move that big flower pot in the middle because you got to be able to see. And so tonight, this is going to be a little bit different. What we're going to do is I'm going to share with you a verse. We're going to take a long trip around the horn and talk about deaf people, and we're going to come back. At the very end, we're going to tie it all together with some more verses. So don't think it's not going to be an unscriptural message tonight, all right? A little different, yes, but it'll be very scriptural tonight. Take your Bibles and turn to Mark chapter 7, verse 32. Mark chapter 7, verse 32. I'm going to use an interpreter just for a moment here, and then we'll go from there. Mark chapter 7 and verse 32. You know, every word in Scripture is important. Would you agree with that? When you read Scripture, when you look at the Bible, every word is valuable. And you can learn things as you study those words. In Mark chapter 7, verse 32, we find these words. And they bring unto him one that was deaf and had an impediment in his speech. And they beseech him to put his hand upon him. Now, if you start looking at words in Scripture, let's do that tonight. The Scripture says, and they bring unto him one that was deaf. Now, I want you to respond. This may be not normally in a preaching message, you know, but I want you to respond. What's a deaf person? What does that mean to you? Somebody give me real quickly. What is a deaf person?
Can't see, can't hear.
Can't hear. What else? Speak up. Okay, you can't know what they're saying when they're doing their sign language. That's true, okay? What else about a deaf person? Okay, it's not as quick. It's not as rapid. Let me ask you a question. Who are deaf people? And we're going to answer that tonight. We're going to talk about a people group. And when we talk about this one people group, don't limit your thinking just to one group of people. I'm going to talk about deaf people because that's the people God's called us to do, to reach. But as we talk about deaf people, realize there are people groups all over this area who have different ways of looking at things, and they all need to be reached. Would you agree with me? So let's talk about who deaf people are. And first, before we do that, let's have a word of prayer. Father, we ask that you'll bless tonight. Help us to learn. Help us to understand. Lord, shape our thinking tonight about the people around us. Help us not to take for granted those that are around us. May they not be numbers. May they not be just faces. May they be individuals. May they be people with a soul. May they be people who need to be reached for Jesus Christ. Lord, bless tonight as we talk. Bless your word as it's brought out. In Jesus' name, amen. Quite frankly, it's very difficult to explain to you what a deaf person is. Most people, most pastors, most churches do not understand what a deaf ministry is. They don't understand. They say, oh, they're just signing over there. Let me ask a question, all right, in sign language here, okay? The interpreter, do they sign every word a hearing person talks? Does the interpreter sign every word? Yes, no, 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 no. The interpreter has to change what the preacher is saying. When I'm talking over here, go ahead. When I'm talking over here, she's saying something different, kind of. It's the same idea, it's the same concept, but she changes it into sign language. And it's a true language, it's a real language. So to illustrate this, I'm going to give you one picture here. Okay, thank you, Diane. And by the way, this is Diane, travels with me everywhere we go almost. And and so now I'll sign, all right? And so Diane travels with me. We go all places together. Just in a week and a half, we're going to go down to Belize, Central America. She's my companion in ministry, as well as the mother of our kids and so much more in our ministry, as you might imagine. Let me ask you the question, or let's look at this next, okay? Next thing here. Let me put this down so we can see better. Okay, next one down. What's next one there? Right there. How many of you know what that is? Okay? I mean, raise your hand. If you know what that is, if you've seen one before, you know what that is, raise your hand. Okay? Yeah, not a whole lot of people, okay? We were gonna have a yard sale, and somebody had given us one of these things. And Diane told me, and I'm not picking on her, okay? It's normal. Diane told me, this thing is broken. What is this worth? It's not like, okay, you know, they'd given us one like that. It was brass. It was gold-colored and not like this one, but it was a little bit wobbly. And she said, let's just throw that away. We don't need that. And I said, wait a minute. Do you know what that is? And she said, no, what is that? I said, oh, that's in a fancy hotel. When a man arrives in a fancy hotel, you take your coat off. You take, you know, men wear their pants again. You know, so you take your pants and lay it over the edge there, and you can leave it there, and it can kind of air out overnight. And then tomorrow morning, you can put back on the same suit. And that's what it's used for. And when Diane says, she goes, oh, okay. Ah, okay, well, let's keep it. You fix it a little bit, and let's keep it. We'll sell it. And so we sold it in the yard sale. How cool was that? But the point is, if you don't understand it, you think it's worthless. And with deaf people, a lot of people don't understand this ministry over here. And you look at it and you say, well, that's nice that we have a deaf ministry. But what is a deaf ministry? So let's talk. First thing, deaf people listen with their eyes. They have to use their eyes. By the way, as I'm preaching tonight, if I say something that you think, really? You look over at the deaf, they'll be nodding their head, okay? That's true. Okay, just a minute, I said they listen with their eyes. Yeah, and they're all going, It's true. They have to go their eyes. If the lights go off, we have to stop talking. You have to have light. If the light is dim, it's hard. That's why I carry a flashlight everywhere I go. At night, and I get a thumbs up from a deaf guy over there, yeah? Because, hang on a second, can't talk. Okay? So, because at night, when it gets dark, you have to have a flashlight. You have to be able to see. It's just like a PA system. Hearing people, they have to have that. We require that. We require, you know, a microphone. Deaf people require light. They use their eyes to communicate. If a deaf person looks away, wait. We were in a meeting just recently, and a deaf man walked in the door on the side. He walked in and he sat down, and all the deaf people were looking that direction. I was preaching to a crowd of deaf people, and all the deaf people looked over there, so I just waited. I was preaching. I was in the middle of my message. He came in, sat down. I just wait. And when he sat down and everybody said hi to him and everything, okay, fine. All right, glad you're here. Okay, good. All right, I'm preaching about blah, 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 blah. Okay, now, and start again. Because deaf people use their eyes to communicate. Next thing, what does it look like to have a deaf service? I want you to consider this. This is a painfully slow, just a short time, but there's no sound. So if you'll please help me, don't make any noise. Don't listen to the air conditioning. Don't listen to the birds or the people outside. Don't listen to anything. Turn your ears off and just watch. See if it works here. It's a video. If you click one more time, maybe it works. It's not going to work. Here it comes. Nope, there it is. All right, and can you imagine what it'd be like to go to church and that's all? How many of you noticed the little kid? Okay, when your ears are not, when you're not using your ears, your eyes start taking over and you start seeing everything that happens around you. Deaf people, when they come to church, they have an interpreter. And everything else they watch visually. They see what happens, what the people are looking like. Deaf, the sign language is a visual language. It has nothing to do with the ears. It's visual. It's not a written language. Sign language is not written. I'm going somewhere with this. Sign language is not written. In sign language, we have a grammar. We actually raise our eyebrows. That means one thing. We go like this. It means something different. You go, it means something different than... or different things like that. You see deaf people's faces. When deaf people watch sign language, they don't look down at sign language. They look at your eyes, at your face. It's a visual language so we can understand. It has grammar. Here's another fact. There is no reliable Bible translation in the language of deaf people. Okay, now understand what that means. What language is this book written in that I'm reading out of today? English, okay? All right. English. If we say to a deaf person, okay, you have no language sign Bible, nothing, okay? So if you want to learn God's word, first you have to learn English. Is it hard or easy to read English? Is it hard or easy? Every one of them signed hard. Every one of them. It's a book that is in a language, and the language is wonderful. In fact, what happened was, the next slide here, it was written by scholars, by people who, it was translated, people that knew several different languages. They took time to translate the Bible. And by the way, we have a trustworthy Bible. Amen. We can trust the Word of God. It's here. It's written for us. We can read it. We can understand it. Yes, we have to study. Hearing people don't always understand the Bible. Okay? They have to study too. Okay? But they have to study in a different language than their normal signed language. What happens, look at this next slide here. Approximately, by the World Federation of the Deaf says... approximately 80% of the world's deaf population do not have any access to education. You guys have a ministry. You go over to, I forgot the sign, Cambodia. What's this? Oh, Cambodia, right. Cambodia. Your church, you go over to Cambodia. You've taken mission trips over there. There are deaf people in that country that have no access to education. You've been there. And you see deaf people who have no language. They can't communicate clearly with their mom and dad. There are deaf people that have no way to read the Bible. They have nothing. They grow up in a world where they're isolated, where they're blocked from the Bible. It's just a book. And to say book means nothing. It's just there. It's like any other book. In fact, a picture book, a comic book, would have more meaning than the words on this page. That's sad. There are deaf people here in America. When they look at the Bible, they go, I don't get it. Somebody has to explain in sign language. That's what these interpreters do. That's what these teachers do. That's what we do when we explain the gospel, explain in sign language to a deaf person, because they're limited in their English language. Now, there are some deaf people that know English very well, but many of them struggle with this language. For most deaf people, English is their second language. Let me illustrate that to you. Y'all are reading through the Bible right now. What book are you in?
Mark?
No, I don't mean now in the Bible, right here. I mean in your home, your Bible reading, okay? You have a program here. What? Ezra, okay? So tomorrow morning, instead of using your English Bible, there's too many people that know Spanish and different language. Let's pick a different language. Does anybody know the language German? Who knows German? Yeah, German, okay. So, does anybody here know German? Okay, tomorrow morning, yes, one. Yes, you get to read your Bible in the language you understand, but the rest of these people are going to struggle with their Bible reading tomorrow morning because it's in a different language. You open your Bible app, you open your Bible, and all of a sudden you see, how did the Bible change languages? It's in German today. That's what deaf people face. They don't have the Bible in their own language. The interpreters, most deaf people say when they read the Bible, they don't understand it. And interpreters don't interpret in English. They interpret in sign language. I want to give you an example of that. Here's a verse, John chapter 3 and verse 16. Okay? Say it together with me. I'm going to sign it in English, all right? You can sign it, copy it in English with me. Let's say it together. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Okay, in sign language, we can sign that many different ways. If we had time, I would bring a deaf person up here and sign it, and they might sign exactly the English words. But we could also sign it this way. And I'm going to have to voice for myself because we don't have a microphone down here for Diane. But it goes like this. God, the ball, world, people, ball, all over the world. God, love. God, Son, Jesus. And then we add cross, Jesus, die, bury, rose again. So it's clear understanding if we're explaining this verse. People, earth, world, see Jesus, believe, accept. Die, punish, hell, nothing. Receive Jesus, life, everlasting, heaven. That's an interpreted version of that verse there. But when we sign it that way, it becomes more clear than saying, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. The visual is more clear. That's what we do in sign language with the deaf people. Interpreting is concept. Signing uses concepts. Most deaf people have to tolerate their interpreter. I'm not saying your interpreters are bad. Dawn understands this. Okay? You go... Ladies, you're expecting. You go to the hospital, you're deaf. You have to have an interpreter there to explain what the doctor says. And then you go into the birthing room. Guess who's there with you? Your interpreter. These precious moments are shared with an interpreter. You know what I mean? Many, many times it's happened. When you get the report of cancer, or when you have to have counseling, or when a student has to go to the teacher in school, or the principal in school, and the interpreter knows everything. Now, the good news is the interpreter is promised to silence, to say nothing, confidentiality. But you have to share those moments with an interpreter. Think about what that means. When sign language and deaf world is different, it's a different language, it's a different culture. So let me ask you a question. When you, deaf people, I'm going to ask you guys the question. When these deaf people, they leave church. Well, let me hold a second. Let's hold that idea. When you leave church, what do? Tell me. You go home. Well, no. You go out there and you buy that food that Pastor was talking about. Okay, then you fellowship and you talk. Okay, then you leave church, you go home. Maybe you turn on the radio. Maybe you have some music. Maybe your friend, you see your friend or your neighbor, and you say, hey, how you doing? Oh, okay, good. Hey. Oh, really? That happened? And you're talking with your neighbor. When a deaf person goes home, what do? Who do they talk to? Who of their neighbors knows sign language? Who of their friends knows sign language? That's why deaf will, after church, they'll just talk and talk and talk and talk and talk, and they're turning the lights off, and the guys are saying, it's time, go home, go home, go home. And they're going, okay, fine. And they go out in the parking lot, and they talk and they talk and they talk, and the street light's still on. They're talking and talking and talking, and they're nodding their head. And the reason is, when they go home, it's boring. Interesting idea. 90% of deaf people are raised by hearing parents. So let me ask you. Your parents, deaf people here, deaf, okay? Your parents know sign language, can sign? No, no, no. So-so? No, no. Your parents know sign language? They were hearing, they didn't know sign language. So-so. So when you grow up and you need to talk and you need to ask a question for mom and dad, it's hard. So who do you get advice from? Your friends. Oh, you sign, okay? Hey, I have this idea. What do you think? And you ask, look, if you're getting advice from your friends as you're growing up, that's bad. You need to get advice from older and wiser people. You need to get advice from spiritual people. You need to get advice from the Bible. We've already said that's hard in sign language. So deaf people are raised by their hearing parents. Going somewhere with this. Parents instill, look at this next thing, next one here. The parents instill character. The parents teach authority. Understand, a deaf person that grows up and his parents just give him everything just to keep him quiet, they just give him everything, that child grows up as a rebellious, stubborn, independent, and not caring about God and not caring about people. That's a problem. Who is caring for the deaf people here in this church? We have a few, but there could be more. Who is caring for the deaf people around this area? The thousands and thousands of deaf people that are all around. You don't see them because you don't know sign language. But as soon as you start meeting them, you know there are a lot of deaf people that live in the area here. Many of the leaders of the deaf community have parents that are deaf that know sign language, and so they can teach them. I'll tell you just a brief story. Alan Snare at our deaf ministry, our ministry, he's a missionary with us. Alan Snare, he's deaf. He preaches. He's been traveling and preaching for, boy, I think about 40 years now. And he preaches in other countries, and he preaches to deaf people, and he travels to other churches, and he preaches. Just wonderful. He's a great missionary. He says, number one, I want more deaf people to be saved. And when Alan Snare, his wife Debbie is now with the Lord, but when she was alive, and they had three children. The first girl was born hearing, "Oh yeah, we have a baby." Oh yeah. The second child was born, John. He was born deaf. Deaf dad, deaf mom, deaf boy. Alan Snare and Debbie were going, "Yes, yes, yes, we have a deaf son, yes." You don't understand that. You think, no, he can communicate. That son is like me, whoa. And then a third child was born, Justin, and he was deaf also. Yes, yes. So later I teased him and I said, "Alan Snare, you have a good deaf family. You have a deaf wife." He said, "Yeah." "You have two deaf sons." "Yeah." "You have one girl hearing interpreter." "Yeah, yeah." And the deaf think that's funny because the hearing person in the family is the interpreter. Right, Dawn? Dawn understands that. Her mom and dad deaf. And so but deaf people, think about just for a moment, where deaf people learn. Now we're going to get to the Bible part of this again. Where do deaf people learn Bible principles? Where do they learn character? Where do they learn about marriage and things? Let me show you where. TV. There are deaf people all over. Now I realize these are old TV shows, okay? It's just what I had. I just picked them up there, you know, just pictures from the internet. But this is where deaf people are learning how to have a marriage, how to relate to people. Where do deaf people learn the Bible, spiritual truth? Where do the deaf learn this? It's hard. That's why we have a deaf ministry. That's why it's important what you're doing and what you're doing here. That's why it's important, because deaf people, they can live all of their life just outside the doors of this church and not hear, not see anything about Jesus Christ. Somebody has to one-on-one go to them and explain it to them and help them to understand and be saved. This is the burden that God has given to us. Now, let's look at the next slide. We talked about the different people here, different people groups. All of these, we talk about the deaf. There's a blind people group. They have special needs. There's a people group of homeless people. You don't know anything about that in this area, I know. But homeless people. It's a whole culture of people. And they have special needs. They ought to be brought into church as well. The handicapped. By the way, deaf people are not handicapped. A deaf person can't get one of those blue stickers that hangs up that says, "Handicapped, I'm deaf, so I get to park near." You can't do that, okay? If you have lung problems, if you have crippled problems, deaf people are not handicapped. They have a communication problem. People with different languages, different people than you. So let's look at the Bible. In Luke chapter 14, just for sake of time, I've got it on the screen here. Luke chapter 14 and verse 21 through 23, it says, "Go out quickly into the streets and the lanes of the city and bring in hither the poor and the maimed and the halt and the blind. And the Lord said unto the servant," go out in verse 23, "go out into the highways and the hedges and compel them to come in, that my house may be full." These deaf people, they cannot enter your hearing world. We have to go to them. You say, "Why aren't the deaf friendly to me?" Let me ask you the question. You ought to be friendly to them. Let's look at another verse. In Mark chapter 16, and we'll bring this to a close, in verse 15. After all we've said tonight, told you we're going to go a long way around, and the sermon now is very short. The scripture says in Mark chapter 16, verse 15, check it in your Bible, read it. It says, "And he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to almost every creature." Are you with me? Is this right? Of course not. It says, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. You were wondering what verse I was, what Bible I was reading, right? Okay. No, it's every creature. It is not okay for us to say, well, deaf, it takes sign language. It's hard to learn. I don't know if I can learn it. It's not all right to say to the deaf in sign language, I dismiss you. To whom or who should we limit? Who should we hold back the gospel from? And so the last thing we see here, Scripture says, go ye therefore and teach all nations, all people groups, all, not just countries. We have missionaries that go to a country, but they don't go to a country. They go to people. The country is the place that they go. The people are the people that get saved. When you go from here tonight, think about people. It's an individual. It's a person who will live somewhere forever. These people are important to this church. Praise the Lord. Your church is investing and helping and encouraging and giving and trying to bring deaf people to church. Wonderful. When you go, think about, oh, I saw a deaf person at Starbucks. A sign the Bible card. It's on the table out there. You can take that, you can stamp your, you write your name of your church on it and give it to a deaf person and they can watch on the internet, they can watch the gospel being signed by me and some other people that are explaining the gospel to deaf people. You can invite, you as a hearing person can invite a deaf person to come to church. You can say, and they'll go. And you might want to say, church, interpret. Let's teach you those couple of words, all right? Church, left hand's like this. You can try this. I'm almost done. If you'll help me, we'll be done, okay? All right, church, like this. Church, and then take two, these are F hands, and you go like this, interpret. Yeah, just church, interpret. And give them the card. Give them a track. Get them to come to church. Look, some of you will meet deaf people, and you can help this ministry. These people need to be saved. Somebody's got to reach them. Oh, would you interpret? I'm sorry, I forgot the deaf myself, okay? These people need to be saved, and somebody's got to reach them, and we have to reach them together. I'm going to leave you with one last thought. And the thought is on the screen here, and I want you to see this. It's been a different service. It's been a different way of looking at things tonight, and I've shared with you very little scripture. The reason is to help you understand what we're dealing with. This is not just the deaf. This is people groups everywhere. This is why you're building that building. This is why you sacrifice. This is why those thousands of people that run around the church cleaning the church before church, I see that happening. That's wonderful. Maybe not thousands, but a lot. That's why you're working. That's why you practice those instruments. That's why you come up and sing these songs. That's why you bring your people to church. That's why you have a big day. That's why you have ministry, because it's not about you, it's about Him. And it's about getting those people to Jesus Christ. With the deaf, just because they've lost their hearing, should we say it's all right to let them lose their soul? And that's really true with a lot of people. Would you bow your heads, please, with me and close your eyes? Let's stand together. We're going to have just a brief moment of invitation tonight. This has been an unusual service. I realize that. It's been different. Some of it's been sign language. It's been an unusual way of presenting things. But I thought it was necessary in order for you to understand what we're dealing with deaf people. God's touched your heart tonight. And your heart for a people group that I've not mentioned even, or for the deaf. You just need to respond. Say, Lord, thank you for touching my heart. Just come and put it on the altar and say, Lord, I'm going to do what you told me to do tonight. And me as a preacher, I don't know what God's touched your heart on, but He has. Are you willing to say yes? Are you willing to do what He would want you to do? Let's pray, then we're going to have an invitation. Father, work in us tonight. Lord, help us to realize it is every creature. And that means the people we like and the people we don't like. That means the people we know and the people we don't know. Lord, help us to be faithful. In Jesus' name, amen. Pastor, I'll just